Thanks so much for joining me for Lectio. It is an honor to spend this time with you and with God as we turn our hearts towards Him and encounter His heart turned towards us. As always, when we do Lectio, make sure you're in a comfortable position. So take the moments you need to get comfortable, to let go of the stress and the busyness of this day, or these moments, and settle in to God's presence. Take some deep breaths if you need to, just to release all that's built up inside us throughout the day. And when you're ready, we'll get started. Holy Spirit, thank you for calling us to these moments. We offer them to you. May we hear your voice. May we rest in your presence. And may we leave this time transformed. Our scripture today is from the book of John, chapter 15, verses 12 to 14. And I will read it three times. We'll leave a pause, a 2.5 to 3 minute pause after each reading for you to listen for God's voice. The whole point of Lectio is not to hear mine, but to hear His. So in the first reading, watch for something that, words or a phrase that jumps out at you, something that you notice. Sometimes they call it a shimmer. And if in, during the quiet time, just kind of hold on to those, that word or phrase. Sometimes you can write it down. You can doodle around it if you're a doodler. If you like to write or keep your hands busy, you can rest. I sometimes repeat it slowly, not a steady rhythm, but just kind of in a breath, in and out, so that I remember what the word is or the phrase. John 15, 12 to 14. This is from The Message. This is my command. Love one another the way I loved you. This is the very best way to love. Put your life on the line for your friends. You are my friends when you do the things I command you. I'm no longer calling you servants because servants don't understand what their master is thinking and planning. going to read the scripture a second time, and in the quiet next time, look for a connection between your life and the word or phrase that you were given by God. You can use your imagination, your thoughts, your dreams, your hopes, your fears, your senses, any of those things. And again, this is God speaking to you, so you don't have to work that hard. He's doing the work. Your job is to be open and to listen, and sometimes that's a big enough, hard enough job for us as it is. So don't put extra pressure on yourself. Just rest and let God bring it to mind, to bubble up within you. John 15:12-14. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I'm going to read the scripture a third time, and this time during the quiet, notice if there's an invitation to you from God, something to a new thing to learn, a new thing to experience, a new thing to let go or to embrace. God is speaking to you, and he loves you, but he always invites, so he's inviting you. Notice it. John 15:12-14. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. And now the time for noticing and connecting and inviting is done, and it's time to rest in God's presence, to be just surrounded by His arms of love, and breathe in His presence into the deepest core of who you are, and let every cell that that breath touches begin to shine with the love that He has for you. Thank you. Gently connect with your breath again and slowly bring your awareness back to the room, moving from inner experience to outer experience. Give yourself some time of transition between these moments of contemplative depth in your everyday life. You may want to consider taking a few minutes to journal about what you've experienced in your prayer. And now, by your Holy Spirit, O God, give us hearts to love you, minds to know you, souls to bless you, and strength to serve you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go with God.